Eyewitnesses in Krenik say local militia and rapid support forces gunned down internally displaced people in the area over the weekend. They say it all began after a dispute erupted between an armed man and the owner of a phone charging center when the man refused to pay the charging cost. The armed man shot and killed the owner of the charging station, which touched off the attack. Mustafa Muhammad Zain, a medical assistant in Krenik Hospital, says 30 bodies were brought to the facility. He tells South Sudan in Focus that more than 40 wounded people were also rushed to the hospital.
Up to now, we're still receiving wounded people, even though the fighting stopped at around 5 a.m. this morning. Some of them are in critical condition and some might die within the coming 1 or 2 hours.
Zain says the hospital lacks basic medical equipment and does not have enough medical workers to respond to such a situation. He is calling on state and national health authorities to urgently intervene.
This is a big rural hospital and it cannot be managed only by medical officers. The government is supposed to send us doctors to help the situation. We are running out of Dettol, gauze and cotton. We use all the reserve stock. Medical workers are not safe and they cannot go to the nearest location to get more medical supplies.
According to eyewitnesses, at least 26 people were killed and more than 40 others were wounded and 13 villages were burned down. They say more than 10,000 people were displaced from the Jebel Moon area of West Darfur State last week due to fighting, but the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Sudan puts the figure at more than 4,300 people. Last week, Muhammad Isa Aliyu, the acting regional governor for Darfur, called the humanitarian situation in Jebel Moon horrific and appealed to aid agencies to quickly intervene. He confirmed that thousands of displaced families are already in eastern Chad and are being exposed to bad weather. Adam Rijal is the official spokesperson of Darfur Internal Displaced Persons. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus from Jebel Mara today, Rijal condemned the attacks on civilians, which he says will expose them to more vulnerability. Rijal accused some political leaders in Sudan's transitional government of being behind what he calls systematic attacks on indigenous civilians in Darfur.
The situation is so annoying and these militias intend to repeat what happened in 2003. This is an organized attack supported by some individuals in the national government. They want to kill, displace and occupy land of the innocent indigenous people.
Renewed clashes erupted between different groups across the Darfur region shortly after the joint United Nations and African Union peacekeeping mission ended its mandate a year ago. Rijal blames the UN Security Council for deciding unilaterally to withdraw from the area without consulting the affected population in Darfur.
We are supposed to have a voice on this decision because we are the ones facing the pain of the situation more than any other people. Now we are dying every day and no one cares or feels what we are going through.
Rijal says despite the peace agreement signed between the government and some armed groups in Darfur over a year ago, the area has not experienced stability. Under the Juba peace agreement, various forces were supposed to deploy a 12,000 strong forces in Darfur within 90 days to secure the area and provide protection for civilians. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.